This is the Vivaling English Podcast. Vivaling is an online language academy
dedicated to providing quality one-to-one language coaching for kids, teens, and adults.
Welcome to the Vivaling English Podcast.
Good morning, Tom. How are you today?
I am very well, thank you, Kerry. And what about yourself?
Oh, it's a windy day where I live today, and I am just working, but well, I enjoy working.
Working is the best thing you can do.
And that's exactly what I want to talk about today. It's the gerund. And I would like you to explain to our listeners what exactly is a gerund, because many learners hear that ing and they automatically think it's an action, like, you know, I am working. But I enjoy working is different, right?
You are right, Carrie, and I do agree that it's important for learners to understand what a gerund is. A gerund looks exactly the same as I am working with the ing, but in fact, it is different because a gerund is when the verb, the function of the verb in the sentence is a noun and the form is with the ing. So the sentence that I said earlier, working is the best thing that you can do, working was a gerund because it's the noun.
Exactly. And you're using it like the subject of the sentence. So you could say something like, tennis is enjoyable. It's an actual noun, but you could also say like playing tennis is enjoyable.
Yes, exactly. So it can be the subject or it can be the object. We're using the verb to be, but with other verbs too. You could say smoking damages your health. So in that case, damages is the verb and smoking is the subject.
All right. But what if I want to say it in a negative way? Like if I want to say sleeping is necessary, I can't say don't sleeping is dangerous.
Don't worry. There's a simple solution. Just use not. So you can say not sleeping is bad for you.
Oh, yes, of course. Now, just like you said with to be, we use that often. But I think in the English language, we have a variety of other verbs which are commonly followed by a gerund as well. What are some of those verbs?
We do indeed. So you could say, do you fancy going out for a drink?
Oh, yes. And that's so very British English, to fancy doing something. I love it.
Or you could also say mind. So I don't mind waking up early.
Oh, yes. Or maybe quit even. Like you need to quit listening to music so loudly. Listening to music so loudly. Excuse me.
Yes, and of course, that is very American, Kerry. I'd prefer to say to give up listening to music. And also brings in another important thing about the gerund.
And what is that?
Well, give up is a phrasal verb. It finishes with the preposition. And after a preposition, we always use the gerund. By definition, because a phrasal verb finishes with a preposition, we also always use a gerund after a phrasal verb.
Nice. Thank you for that tip. Now, I thought that we would do a little exercise and we would kind of practice gerunds as subjects and as objects of the sentence. So I would like to ask you a question. and you will respond using gerund as an object, and then I will respond to you using the same gerund as a subject. So maybe our listeners can see the difference.
I'd love to try.
All right. Okay. Well, you know, many people actually like summer and all the summer activities. But is there anything that you dislike about summer?
I dislike sunbathing. I think it's a pointless activity.
Really? Well, sunbathing isn't so good for your skin. That's true. Okay, what about this one? When I have a cold, I have it forever. Is there anything you can suggest that could help me?
Yes, I suggest drinking tea with honey and whiskey.
Well, drinking tea with honey and whiskey sounds like my kind of medicine. Next one. What would you consider doing if you traveled to Australia?
I would consider riding on the back of a kangaroo.
Riding on the back of a kangaroo sounds amazing, but maybe a little crazy. Okay, last one. What should students avoid doing when they are studying for an important exam?
They should avoid staying up late watching TV or surfing the internet.
You are right. Watching TV and surfing the internet really do prevent a student from learning. Oh, we did a great job, I think, but I have one more question for you. And of course, it is in the form of a joke. Are you ready?
I am ready, as always, Karen.
Okay. Why did the gerund go to therapy?
Because he was confused?
Well, maybe, but it's because it couldn't stop thinking.
Oh, that's an excellent one. And we've got another tricky one here, because what about stop? Stop to think, stop thinking.
That could be for another podcast, Tom, but you are correct that sometimes when we use a gerund, it changes the meaning of the sentence from when you use that infinitive, you stop to think versus stop thinking.
We've got hours of fun for our listeners.
Well, thank you, Tom. Thanks for talking with me today.
Thank you for listening to the Vivaling English podcast. For further information, go to our website, www.vivaling.com, or follow us on Facebook or Instagram. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast.